Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
Benny Pullers asked Jeff to resign from the corporation. For no reason that I can fathom, just to resign. Whether he knows it or not, he's playing straight into Marcia's hands. Marcia's been trying to get Jeff to leave here and take over Bendigo and Company for her. She hadn't a chance in the world till this happened. Benny must be crazy. Or else he's being terribly cunning. I can't decide which. Anyway, at the moment, I've more trouble on my hands. This time with Palmer and Angela Tennant. They know I'm holding Angela's diary. That wretched journal that could have cleared things up months ago. If everyone, including me, hadn't been holding it as a stick to wave over someone else's head. I'm here in my flat, and right this minute I wish I'd never seen the diary.
We're not going to wait here all night, Stella. Make up your mind. You're going to hand it over, or are we going to Jeff Pilgrim?
You couldn't possibly go to him. You're bluffing. I know he'd wring my neck if he found out what I'd been up to. But what about you? You'd get 10 years each. You're both in the same boat. If that diary ever comes to light...
We know all that. It's a risk we have to take to get it away from you.
You'll never get it from me.
You don't seem to realize we have to. I'm not making empty threats, Stella. Put yourself in our shoes. We're only safe while you've still a chance to marry Jeff Pilgrim. If anything happens to finish you with Pilgrim, there's nothing to stop you handing the diary straight to the police.
And if you go near Jeff, I promise you, Palmer, I will.
What about those shares?
You can't tell Jeff about those either.
But I could tell Marcia. And wouldn't she love to do you in the eye? Can't you hear her babbling about him? Stella Bronson gave Palmer £1,000 worth of scrip to save his bacon, and all the time she was supposed to be crazy about Jeff Pilgrim. Won't look too good, will it, Petrel?
What becomes of it if I do give it to you?
Should you worry about them?
But the minute I give it up, you're free. All you've done, you get away with.
And all you've done to get Jeff away from his wife, you get away with, too. I'd say it was fair all round. Well?
I can't make up my mind now. It's too terribly important.
All right, think it over. We'll wait. 10 minutes do?
I promise you I'll do nothing for a week. Give me a week.
I'll give you 10 minutes. And if you haven't decided by then, I'll pick up your phone and ring Marcia.
I won't be pushed around, Palmer, not by you. You touch my phone and I'll ring Jeff. I want a week to decide about your rotten diary, and I'm taking a week, so now get out, both of you.
We could refuse.
You can't refuse. Get out. I've seen enough of you two for one night, so get out of here. And don't come near me again. Benny, I've been trying to get 5 minutes with you all the morning. What's the idea of kicking Jeff out?
So he can do better for himself somewhere else.
Oh, rubbish. That's the way you feel about him. You could have offered him more money. You know perfectly well he's the best man at his job you could possibly get hold of. Now, what's behind it? I want to know.
I don't take a strong line with you very often, Stella, but I'm taking one now. It's none of your business.
It is my business if Marcia Pilgrim's mixed up in it.
She's not.
Well, who is?
Look here, Stella. I decide who works for me and who doesn't. Now, let it go at that. Jeff finishes today, and the terms he's leaving on are pretty generous. So will you beat it out of here?
But Benny, if Jeff's free, he's quite likely to go back to Bendigo's, and that's exactly what Marcia wants.
Nothing to do with me.
Perhaps that's why you're letting him go. So he'll do just that. Is that what you're up to?
I won't argue with you.
If that is your game, you won't get away with it.
Well?
If Jeff leaves here, I'm going too.
Now, just a minute.
I mean it. If you think you can make things easy for Marcia, you're wrong. Wherever Jeff goes, I'm going too. I don't care if he goes to the moon.
Stella, come back here.
No.
So, you're staying with Pilgrim wherever he goes, are you? We'll see. If the worst comes to the worst, young woman, we might have to tell Jeff about you and Palmer and those shares. If the worst comes to the worst.
You made any plans, Jeff?
Not yet. Benny's been pretty decent. He's giving me a month on full screw to find something else.
Pretty decent? You make me laugh. He wants you to go and work for Marcia, can't you see that?
Well, under the circumstances, why not? If I can pull Bendigo's out of the red, it'd be a feather in my cap. And a good job for me as well.
Do you mean you would go back there?
On my own terms, yes.
I thought so. Any excuse to get back to her?
Now, don't be unreasonable, Stella. I have to find a job, don't I?
No. You must have some money of your own. Your credit should be good for a lot more. And you know this business from top to bottom. Jeff, why don't you and I start something on our own?
Are you serious?
Yes. Look at those big accounts Palmer lost for Bendigo's. Just one of those would be enough to begin with. Robertson Archer, for instance.
Just a minute. You may be the world's most efficient secretary, but there's still a lot you don't know about this business. Just to start off on your own, you need any amount of money. You need a few people on your staff, telephones, office space, accounting machines. And what's more to the point, you have to wait months before your first accounts start paying. I wouldn't begin on my own without £2,000 at least. That's about 10 times more than I could lay my hands on right now.
Oh.
Mad with ambition for me already, are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, don't think I mind, Stella. It just happens to be impossible.
So back you'll go to Bendigo's as though nothing had ever happened.
For my own good. If I made another offer. Don't run away with any fatuous notions about Marcia now, for Pete's sake.
Yes, but to go back there and look after her firm, and it's been allowed to run downhill through Marcia's personal idiocy.
You don't actually want to see her go broke, do you?
Oh, listen, Jeff, I don't care a brass farthing whether Marcia goes broke tomorrow or makes a million. But I do take a poor view of you working like a goat to make money for her, when if you really made up your mind, you could be making it for yourself. It's only common sense.
But I've just been trying to tell you, if I could raise the necessary coin, I'd be on my own like a shot. I could no more get my hands on a couple of thousand and fly.
Oh, well, let's forget it then.
You don't have to get up in the air.
Oh, I don't know, Jeff. Round and round we go, you and I, like bluebottle flies, buzz, 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 getting absolutely nowhere.
It might be a good idea for you to remember, Stella. We'll get strictly nowhere if I'm out of a job.
Oh, well, I suppose you're right. But if you're going back to Marcia and her Bendigo and company, well, look, Jeff. Do you really think you owe me anything?
I know quite well I owe you an enormous lot.
Would you do something for me if I asked you? Something to square our account?
What do you think? I'd do anything I possibly could.
Anything?
Within reason. What's on your mind?
I want you to do something for me now. When Marcia hears you're leaving the corporation, she'll come after you like a pack of hounds baying with excitement. And when she does, dear, I want you to tell her.
I know I seem to be perpetually butting in on you, Jeff, but... Well, I heard today you were leaving Benny Puller. Is it true?
Yes, it's true, all right.
Well, does this make any difference to us?
How do you mean? Personally?
Of course not. I mean... Well, before, you said you wouldn't take charge of Bendigo's for me because you'd have been letting Benny Puller down. But that doesn't apply now, does it?
No. You still want a new general manager?
Do I? Oh, Jeff, this is marvelous. When could you begin?
Anytime you like. But we've one or two things to straighten out before I do. First of all, Marcia, this mustn't make any difference to you and me, personally. We'll be seeing each other, I imagine, a good deal. But let's not get impassioned about anything at all. Is it a deal?
I don't know what you mean, but I suppose so.
You know quite well what I mean. Stella Bronson.
I don't see what Stella has to do with you coming back to the firm, but never mind.
She has this to do with it. I know it sounds idiotic, but although I'm still half married to you, I've a pretty definite understanding with Stella, and it's up to you to remember it.
I know. You're spoken for. Well, I'll do my best to remember it.
If you
darling.
Do. We'll get along without any friction. Now, here's the next thing. If I'm going to run Bendigo's, I want an absolutely free hand.
Well, naturally.
But I mean a free hand. No butting in from you of any description.
Well, of course I won't butt in, Jeff. I wouldn't dream of interfering.
You did before when I merely worked for your uncle. This time, I'll do the engaging of staff, and I'll do the kicking out of any. If I want to engage the cigarette girl from the Pelican Club to parade around my office in black net stockings and the rest of the costume she wears or doesn't wear, not a word from you. Understand?
I could scarcely fail to.
Your job will be to endorse your dividend checks as they come in, if I can earn any for you. Nothing more, nothing less. And if you can't agree to stay completely in the background, you'll have to find someone else to run your company for you. Now, what do you say? Is it a deal?
Yes. Yes, all right, Jeff, I suppose it's a deal.
Well, here's one final condition, and this is the most important of all. I'll need a personal secretary, won't I?
Yes, of course you will. There's a girl at the office now who'd suit you perfectly.
Shelley Fawley?
She's been fired.
Oh, I should have known. Anyway, never mind the girl at the office. If you want me back at Bendigo's to pull your firm round, you'll have to take someone else back, too.
Who's that?
I'll give you one guess.
Jeff, not Stella.
Yes. Stella's going to be my secretary again, Marcia. And if you don't like it, say so here and now.
Stella Bronson?
Yes. Well, what's it going to be?
I'd do almost anything to get Jeff back in the Bendigo firm. But take that Bronson woman back, too. Not me. Anyone but her. That'd be eating humble pie till I burst. I won't do it. I won't.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.